Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances can be confusing, but you don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon. I am a certified financial planner, fiduciary, and the founder here at Crystal Clear Finances. And I'm glad that you're joining us today. We are spending the entire month of February going over how to properly position for 2022. And we kicked off the year, or I should say kicked off the month, by talking about some of the predictions the economists are mentioning when it comes to how you should be positioned for 2022. I would encourage you, sit down with your financial advisor, talk to them whether you should be in international stocks, should you be in small cap, large cap, mid cap, who knows? We do. Usually your financial advisor, if they are worth their grain of salt, will go and make sure that they are staying current on what's going on in the economy. I know at the beginning of the year, we're sitting down, we're looking at our clients' portfolios, we're having those annual reviews, and we're checking to see, hey, where are you? What are your goals this year? And what do we want to accomplish? And then make sure any tweaks that need to happen, we get those done in the portfolio. Well, we spent some time the first week of February focusing on that. And then we spent week number two talking about belief systems, because a lot of times individuals are in a rush to give their money away. You might say, not me, I don't give money away. If you are doing double payments, triple payments on money that's owed in your mortgage, maybe it's a car payment, other areas, you may be giving your money away, because we went over the concept that you finance everything you buy, because you're either going to give your money away, which means you gave up the right for it to earn any interest at all because it's no longer in your account, or you pay interest to people. The trick is to make sure if you keep your money, you're making more on your money than you're paying someone else. And if so many Americans could understand that, I think we'd see a different financial situation. I think there would be a lot of wealth creators who had a lot more peace when they're facing life, when they knew, hey, my money's working just as hard as I am. Well, today we're going to continue our discussion, because last week we started also to talk about your circle of wealth and the fact that your circle of wealth is larger than some. And hey, truth, some is larger than yours, but everybody has the same goal. And that basically is to make sure their circle of wealth grows. We quickly went over the fact last week that there's transferred money, which is money that you're giving away unknowingly and unnecessarily through different expenses. And we're going to talk about that in a moment. We talked about that there's lifestyle money, and we are not touching that. We want you to enjoy the journey. And then there's accumulated money. And a lot of times individuals will think that a financial advisor just focuses on the accumulated money. Hey, what are you putting in your 401k, your IRA, your Roth, all the different investments? But I believe not only should an advisor be helping you with your investments and positioning you so that you do get the ideal rate of return, but I also believe that we need to look for ways where we can help save you money and find that money that you're losing unknowingly and unnecessarily. And some of the places that you can find these areas, we're going to go over in a moment, but here's why it's so important. Because every dollar that you give away, that you spend on something that you shouldn't be spending on, you lose the dollar plus everything it could grow for you. And I believe that we're meant to be a lot more wealthy individuals in this country than are today, but they have given away their seeds of wealth because they have looked at the money in their hand and said, ah, it's only 20 bucks. It's only a couple hundred bucks. Ah, it's only a couple thousand, or wherever you are on that spectrum. But the day you start being irreverent with your resources, when you start looking at it and saying, eh, it really can't do much, is the day that you stop realizing that within every dollar you have are the seeds of wealth. And when you get serious and realize that wealth truly is within your grasp, and as we've talked about in programs last year, you literally have the potential to be a millionaire. When you begin to realize that, then you start saying, okay, yes, I want to position my resources as efficiently as possible. And I also want to make sure I'm not losing money unknowingly and unnecessarily. And that's where we're going to pick up today, because I want to talk to you about that there are six main areas where people lose money unknowingly and unnecessarily. For those of you, again, I say this all the time on radio, I invite you to go over to our Crystal Clear Finances YouTube channel, because we're showing this on screen, the fact that there are mortgages. When you have a mortgage, there are ways that there are wealth transfers happening there unknowingly and unnecessarily. I'm telling you, people tell me all the time, Crystal, I'm going to pay my mortgage off quick because think of the interest I'm going to save. That is true. You would save interest. My question is, have you also calculated, though, how much money you could have made if you hadn't made those triple payments and you instead put it someplace else outside the market so that we know it's got some good growth, that we're not dependent upon the market? If we do it incorrectly, a mortgage is a place where you will have a wealth transfer. Another area where there's wealth transfers is taxes. And when we talk about taxes, we talk about estate tax, income tax, property tax, the tax that's on Social Security. Yeah, I know. Hard to believe that here we are, we pay a Social Security tax while we're working. Then when we are old enough and we can get Social Security and they give it back to us, depending on what other income we have from pensions or 401ks, we can have up to 85% of our Social Security can be taxed. But if in working together, we were able to set up ways that you could have income in retirement that would not make your Social Security be taxed, wouldn't that be a conversation worth having? Those are just a few of areas where we can eliminate the wealth transfers. We can stop you from paying more tax than you need to simply by understanding what's the best way to invest for the future. What is the best type of retirement plan to be in so that my Social Security isn't taxed, so that I pay the minimal amount? The other area, because I said that there are six areas where we see people that are paying taxes unknowingly and unnecessarily and just transferring wealth away, is through their qualified plans. Now, what is a qualified plan? Qualified plan is your 401k or your 403b. It simply is how you're planning for retirement. And what you've told the government is, you have said, listen, give me a break on my money now. I don't want to pay taxes. But when I retire, then you can tell me what tax rate I'm at. And it's all based upon this belief that you're going to be at a lower cost of living in retirement. Is that what you want? You want to live at your current level of standard of living, but then when you get to retirement, you want it reduced? You want to just squeak by during those periods? Or do you want to be the cool grandma or the cool grandpa and be able to go see the kids and travel and do all the things that you've wanted, everything you've worked so hard for? If we incorrectly put our money into the wrong types of qualified plans and 401ks and 403bs, we are setting ourselves up that when we get to retirement, the government gets to keep a large portion of what you worked so hard to save and invest. That is why when we're sitting here and we're talking about and saying, well, you know, to be a good financial planner, it's not just about rate of return. To be a good financial planner, in my point of view, is to give you good fiduciary insight and say, listen, if I was in your shoes, don't do it that way, because that's going to cause you to pay extra taxes in retirement. Now, the next area where I see a lot of people that are losing money unknowingly and unnecessarily is in the type of protection they put. People are overpaying for whether it's term insurance, long-term care, whether it's their homeowner's insurance, disability, car insurance. You want all those things. You want an umbrella policy. You want wills and trusts, all those different components. What we don't want is to overpay for any of it. And a lot of times when we're not an expert in that area and they say, this is the price, we say, oh, okay. But when you're a certified financial planner, one of the things that we had to do, although we cannot be an attorney nor play one on TV, we had to learn about trust, and we had to learn about property and casualty insurance, and we had to learn about all different life insurance, disability, long-term healthcare. There's so much that's involved in it. And we began to learn, wait a minute, there's some key questions we need to ask here. Otherwise, people are going to start transferring their money away and all the wealth associated with it. The next one is college funding. This is huge. There is so much money that is lost when it comes to college. I think of how many people have worked so hard, they've saved for their kids, only to have them count against them when it's time to apply for FAFSA. They look at the accounts that were saved for the kids for college and they say, good job, mom and dad. Now you're gonna pay that before we're gonna kick in. And those who didn't save, those who spent all the money, well, we're gonna give them the financial aid. How is that even fair? So one of the things as financial advisors is we need to sit down and say, where are your goals in regards to what do you want to do for college? And how can we save in the appropriate way that it doesn't count against you or your children? Hundreds of thousands of dollars could be saved if we'll go through the steps. Again, to me, that's what makes a good financial advisor. Not just the funds that we choose, but the advice in all these areas, mortgages, taxes, qualified plan, protection, college funding, and major capital purchases. I want to talk about major capital purchases just briefly, because a major capital purchase is something that you want to purchase that you can't purchase with just the funds from 1 month. It's going to take several months for you to be able to buy it. That's a major capital purchase. That would be like buying a car. Most people can't just do it out of their monthly cash flow. When we look at major capital purchases, how we choose to buy them is critical. I have an individual, a client, and they're going to buy an RV. They have $52,000 saved. They're super excited. They're going to make a ton of family memories. I think it's wonderful that they're going to have family memories. I'm challenging them on how they're going to do it. If we can take the $52,000 and we can have between the 3 to 5% uninterrupted compounding tax-free growth on that $52,000, and instead they take a 1.99% loan on the camper, which we could pay off at any time, which would be the better way to go? Well, keep your money, make money on your money, and then out of cash flow, begin to make that monthly payment. Just that little tweak right there is saving that family money. It's helping them be able to plan for retirement and yet still have the memories that they want for today. That's what the purpose of this conversation is to help you understand there are ways that we can reduce or eliminate the wealth transfers that are happening in your life that you don't even realize you're making them. So our whole goal is to always put you in control of money. I want you to think for a moment. When an opportunity comes up and you have money, think about how that feels. It's like, yeah, I could take advantage of that. I could do that. And there's like this peace, this like, yeah, that's right. Maybe not I'm all that in a bag of chips feeling, but still you have a good feeling about it. When your back's against the wall, usually you don't even see the opportunities, because you feel behind the eight ball. You're never going to get a break in life. And it all comes from putting yourself in control of your money. I know that the banks, they want to be in control of your money. I know that the car dealerships, they want to be in control of your money. The IRS wants to be in control of your money. The credit card people want to be in control of their money. The mortgages, everybody wants your money. Stop giving it to them. Begin to figure out, how do I hold on to my money and make it work as hard as I do? Well, what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick 60-second break. Then we're going to be back with more Crystal Clear Finances. And we're going to continue this discussion because you need to be the one that's in control of your money. Have you ever spoiled a child? Oh, the tears and tantrums of when they don't get their own way. This is Crystal Langdon with today's financial gem. The government has spoiled the economy with free money, free rent. They ignored inflation, unemployment, and the debt that continues to climb. Until now. As they are tightening monetary policy, the market is responding by throwing a tantrum. Understanding some of the causes behind market fluctuation can bring peace and the ability to let the market cry itself out. For more insight into the market volatility and how to position your retirement resources, call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181 and gain confidence for every financial decision. And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon. Such a pleasure to be here with you today. I am fired up, just in case you haven't figured that out, because I love seeing the aha moment in your eyes when you say, wait a minute, that's right. I want to be in control of my money. I'm the one that worked hard at it. I've just got to figure out how to do this. Well, I want to give you a story. I come from a family of 12, six boys, six girls. I have two older brothers, so I am the oldest daughter, and I remember my brother Cecil used to play tic-tac-toe with me. When I was little, he would sit down, he'd play, and I would hate it. He would always win. And being the mature little girl that I was, I ran crying to my mom and said, Mom, Cecil keeps beating me at tic-tac-toe. And she said, Hun, that's because you have to learn how to play the game. And so she showed me how when he started, if I put my little X in the corner, and then when he went and moved next, if I put my X in the other corner, and she showed me how to win the game. So next time Cecil said, hey, Crystal, you want to play a game of tic-tac-toe? I'm like, sure. And I sat down there. I was really nervous. And I remember going, and I won because he wasn't expecting. He said, how did you learn to play? I said, Mom taught me. And once I knew how the rules of the game went, I began to win more and more. Still not every time, but I won quite a lot. Understand that the financial realm is exactly the same way. There are rules in how you play the game, and those who understand the rules win. The banks know the rules. The credit card companies know the rules. And the car companies that are loaning you out that money. Everybody knows the rules, but most Americans. And so they can't figure out when they put their circle or their X why they keep losing. Temporarily, sometimes they feel like they're winning, but when the game is over, they always get the short end of the stick. One of our goals here at Crystal Clear Finances is not to play the game for you, but one of our goals is to help assist you understand how the rules of the game work so that you can use that knowledge to be playing in the financial realm and create wealth. If you understood that you need to go in this corner, and then you need to go here, and you need to hold on to your money and not be afraid to pay interest as long as you're earning more, think about how your financial situation would change. That's what our goal is. You know, one of the things we talk about in life is the fact that most individuals will focus on rate of return. That's how I'm going to get rich. But the truth of the matter is, it's not about the rate of return. What it is, it's about learning how to play the game. I want you to think for a moment. Pretend that you were invited to the Masters to play, one of golf's most prestigious events. And they came out to you and they said, listen, you get two choices. You get to have Tiger Woods' skill with golf, or you can have his clubs. Which ones would you take? Hopefully you said, I would want his skill set because no matter what clubs I use, at least I have the skill set, I'm gonna do pretty good. If you just pick the clubs are kind of useless without the skill set behind it. When it comes to the financial realm, we buy stocks, we do things, make financial decisions. They're like clubs. And if we do it without understanding the why behind it and how all the pieces fit together, then we aren't able to make it. We need the skill set. So one of the things I would encourage you in 2022, whether it's myself or you choose another financial advisor, sit down with an individual and begin to say, teach me the difference between the club and the financial swing. I've got to understand how the process works so that I continually make the right decisions. One of my favorite things is when individuals first start working with us, probably the first, two, 3 years, they're constantly calling, hey, what do you think about this decision? And I want to buy this. And what should I do over here for college? And should I get a 15-year mortgage or a 30-year mortgage? These are the questions that we get. They're not really about rate of return. Did you notice that? And what we begin to do is be their financial coach and teach them the swing. Yeah, that's a great question. Here's how I would handle it. Oh, well, I would have done it much differently. But we want you to be a wealth creator. That's the purpose of a true financial consultant, a true financial advisor. So one of the areas that we want to focus on is when you're growing your circle of wealth, you want to work with an advisor that's going to be able to understand how opportunity costs work, how debt works, how taxes work. You want to make sure they understand how does transferred money work? How does accumulated money work? How does lifestyle money work? Because what happens is this, you have been told, chances are, that if you are not meeting all your bills, you just need to make more money. How many of you were told, hey, listen, grow up, graduate high school, get a job. You don't like the job you got, you're not making enough money, go to college, then get a better job. And it's always been about working harder. But I would say to you, maybe it's not about making more money, because what good is it if the money goes into a bucket where there's holes just spilling it all out? Perhaps what's better to do is to learn instead how you're going to plug the holes. And when you plug the holes, even if your income is small, you will fill the bucket. We've all heard the story about the librarian who barely made more than $30,000 a year and yet retires and leaves millions. How can that even be? It's about plugging the holes. Creating wealth is, yes, about taking advantage of opportunities, making sure that we have good investments, but it's also about learning to be efficient with our resources. When we sit down with individuals, when we can get to a place where we can look at their overall projections, we want them to be saving 20%. You might say, oh my gosh, I can't even get 1% saved. It's not about earning more money so you can save more money. It's sitting down and say, how do we be the most efficient with what you have today? Because that's how we begin to do the prescription for health and wealth. It's by being resourceful with the tools that you have. I am hoping that as we talk today, these were things that maybe you've never thought of. You never thought of the fact that every seed that you have inside your dollar can create wealth. And it's up to you to work with a financial advisor to identify where am I losing money unknowingly and unnecessarily. To sit down with your advisor and say, show me not just how I can grow my yellow tank, but show me in my green tank how I can begin to be more efficient. In fact, one of the things, if I go back and I'm going to pull this up online, is I want to talk about efficiency. The best way that we can, let's see, savings efficiency. And I'm going to show you an example. And I know, again, that those of you listening to me on radio, you can't see this. But I want to show you, as we close today, this one point, that reducing expenses is good financial management. Let's pretend you make $100,000 and you're able right now to save $6,000 a year. And let's just say that you're getting, I'm going to say 5%, because I know that's something we can do. So we'll say that you're getting 5% on your savings. And when we look at it, we know that that means that you made $300. Hey, that's pretty cool. Most people will look at that and say, well, where I need to focus on is getting a better rate of return. That's how I really make money. Well, what if we were just able to reduce your expenses by just 1% more? What return would that be? 1% of that 94,000, right? Because you had 100,000 minus 6,000 that you were saving, and then you earned 300 in interest. If I could save just 1% more, that would be $940 you were saving. And when you look at that, that is a 15% return. I want you to think about that. And I'm going to say it slowly because I know individuals are listening online. You have $100,000. You figured out how to put $6,000 away. And you made 5% on that. They made you $300. Pretty cool. But instead of trying to say, well, where can I earn 6%, 7%? I'm going to try to put everything in the market. Sometimes one of the most efficient ways is just to be able to find a way to save more efficiently just by 1%. And that rate of return will shock you. Well, I am looking at this. I'm seeing that we're coming to the end of our time together. And I want to encourage you, if you are interested in sitting down together, one of the plans that we have here at Crystal Clear Finances is called a SIP plan, a savings, investment, and protection plan. And this plan, yes, we will go through the yellow tank. We will sit down with you. We'll go through the investments. We'll make sure they're lined up with what the economists are saying they project for this year. We'll look to make sure that it's lined up with what your risk tolerance is and what you're hoping. But we're also going to look at your savings plan. We're going to look to make sure that you are not losing money unknowingly and unnecessarily, that you're being efficient so that everything you have is working for you. We're going to make sure that there's a savings in place that's not related to the market, because from what they're saying about 2022, it might be kind of bumpy this year. And wouldn't it be nice that if you looked at the stock market and you saw that it was down, you knew it's okay. I have money outside the stock market that's not affected by all of this nonsense. It's not affected by some other variant. It's not affected because some other company got mad at another company and they're having a spitting contest. Whatever it is, we can know that you have the proper savings in place and the proper investments in place. And then finally, part of our SIP program is making sure that you have the proper protection in place. You know, a lot of times we don't spend time talking about it, but making sure that you have a will, a healthcare proxy, a power of attorney, and the proper trust in place is important. Right now, we're working with a client and we are quarterbacking, making sure that they're meeting with a CPA to go over 7 different companies that they own to make sure each one is efficient, because as I've looked at them, they are literally losing thousands upon thousands of dollars because they were set up incorrectly. And a lot of them can either be closed down or merged. So we're getting the right people involved to make it more efficient. I would ask you to look at your situation. Maybe you're similar. Maybe you have multiple companies. Maybe you don't. The point is that no matter where you are, from a sole proprietor, from someone that's just, hey, I'm just working, I'm an awesome team member, to someone who owns multiple businesses, either way, sitting down, putting together a savings investment protection program is critical. Or taking the next step and saying, Crystal, it's time for us to put together a comprehensive plan where we can set the goals for retirement, put everything in place that's needed so that you can reach those goals, and set up accountability with your CPA, with your attorney, working together to make sure that your goals come true. Well, we're at the end of our time together. I want to encourage you, as always, to give us a call at 518-433-7181. Let's sit down. This should be the year where we begin to put a financial plan in place for you. So yes, we are getting the most that we can in retirement. We're getting the most rate of return. We've got the right type of funds in place. But in addition to that, we want to make sure that you are saving and that you are not losing money unknowingly or unnecessarily. Go ahead and give us a call at 518-433-7181 and join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless. This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.